We did 8 miles.
Wow, you ran 8 miles?
No. I ran 8 miles. He drove alongside in his cab.
Well, the heater was stuck. It was like an oven in there. My body can't take that kind of strain.
Hey, Bantha, there's an article in Boxing Monthly about that fighter you're fighting on Tuesday night.
Oh, Gentry? Let me see.
No. Let me read you a couple of choice passages. Gentry's left hand is a bludgeon. It has removed more teeth than trench mouth.
Boy, the press loves it, huh? Look at this guy. He's 15-0. He's ranked by the WBC. It's my big chance. You know, I could really make a name for myself, Lou.
Yeah, Gums Bantha.
Tony, I have a question about this guy you're gonna fight.
Yeah, I know. How'd I ever get a fight with a major contender, huh?
Not how. Why? I mean, look at the last guy Gentry fought. His face looks like it's inside out. Is that how you want to end up?
He would have color photo in Boxing Monthly, you bet?
Oh, boy. Must have taken a lot of stitches to close up that gap.
Jim, that's his mouth.
How about getting out of those nifty togs and let's get some cabs on the road here?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna take a shower first.
Why?
Because I'm sweaty and I'm smelly, that's why.
Well, so is Lupus. You don't see him wasting company time.
I'll see you guys at Mario's after the shift.
Okay.
Oh, I can't make it. I got a date with Vicky.
Ooh, you guys have been seeing a lot of each other, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, she's real special, Elaine. She's got this knack, you know? No matter where we are, it could be the crummiest, sleaziest joint. She fits right in.
Come on, I want to get some cabs on the road. Nardo, 218.
I'll see you guys later.
Okay, yeah.
Iggy, 305. Lupus, 411. Hey, Lupus, here, I bought you one of these little pine trees and put in your cab. Come on. Shiala, 710.
Crew, 814.
Hey, Vicky.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, what's the matter, eh? Oh, you were supposed to see me today. Couldn't wait, eh?
Knock it off. You're getting sweat all over.
You love it.
Oh! Listen, I just stopped by to tell you that I'm not going to be able to make it later, and I got to go now.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I've got a doctor's appointment.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, I don't want to tell you here in front of all these people.
Well, come here, someplace private.
Hop in.
Yeah. So, what's wrong? You don't look sick.
I'm late.
That's so what? Doctors keep you waiting in their offices all the time.
No, I'm not late for my appointment. I'm late for my monthly visit.
You're gonna go see your mother first? Oh, Vicky.
No, Tony. I missed my period. I think I might be pregnant.
How'd that happen? I mean, you're always so careful. I mean, what about all those precautions you take?
I don't take any precautions.
Well, where do you go when you say you'll be right back?
I just go and put on a little perfume.
Gee, I guess nothing's foolproof, huh?
Look, Tony, it's not for sure.
Oh, you mean you've had false alarms before, right?
No. But there's always a first time.
Yeah. Well, you want me to go to the doctor with you?
No. You've already done your part. And I'll call you later and let you know what happens.
Okay. Good luck.
I'm gonna need it.
Hey, baby.
Trouble. You got a problem?
Let me kid, Louie.
Well, look, I'll tell you what always worked for me. You hit the road, you get out there and you drive, and you forget your problems. And plus, you make a little money. I mean, beats sitting around here moping, doesn't it?
I think you're right, Louie. Yeah. I want to drive, man. Give me a cab.
Sorry, all out.
Everything all right? Don't talk to me. I need to be alone.
You just want us to ignore you? Okay. We'll just talk among ourselves. We'll pretend you're not even here. Okay, guys?
Let's pretend Tony is not even here.
All right, Jim.
This will be a blast. I'm going first. Has anyone ever noticed how Tony eats? He's got the table manners of a Hun. I mean, maybe I'm not Mr. Etiquette, but they should serve his food in a trough.
Will you knock it off?
Where did that come from?
Came from me. I'm right here.
You lose. Okay, now let's pretend that I'm not here.
You're not all here, Jim.
Wait. Tony, this is ridiculous. If you came here, you obviously want to talk to someone, so... Would it help to talk to Alex alone? To me? To Jim?
I'd rather talk to this pretzel.
I know what's bothering you. You're worried about the fight, right? Tony, oh. Tony, you're in great shape. You can't lose. You're gonna take this guy. I don't think you have a thing to worry about.
Alex, I'm not worried about the fight.
Well, you better start. That guy's a killer.
Come on, let's get out of here.
I'm paying for the beer.
No, Jim, come on. You always pay. I mean, just because you have $3 million doesn't mean you always have to pay.
No?
No, of course not. Let Alex pay.
What?
I send him
off. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Vicky. Here, sit down. Did you take the test?
Mm-hmm.
What'd the doctor say?
I want a drink.
The guy sounds like a lush. How's he keep his license?
Tony, I'm saying I want a drink.
Oh. Hey, Tommy. Yeah. One beer, man. So, what do you say?
Doctor says I'm pregnant.
Make that two beers, eh, Tom?
Oh, well,
don't worry about a thing, Vicky. I mean, I'm gonna do the honorable thing. I'm gonna marry you. I got a weekend off coming up. You can wear my mom's wedding dress.
Tony, wait.
We can't wait, Vic. I mean, I'll pick up the marriage licenses in the morning. I think we need blood tests.
Tony, could you stop for a minute? I really don't think it's that simple.
I know. There's bridesmaids, the best man, the caterer, the music. My cousin Vito can play the organ. Oh, but if we use him, we got to use his monkey.
Oh, come on, Tony. Tony, you're being ridiculous. Please.
Hey, Vicky, we got to get married, Vicky.
No, we don't have to get married.
Yes, we do, Vicky. We have to get married.
No, we don't have to get married. And we're not going to. There's no way I'm going to marry a jerk like you, whether I'm carrying your baby or not.
Hey, Vicky.
This thing that's been bothering you, you still don't want to talk about it?
No.
Come on, Tony, whatever it is, you've got to get it off your mind. This is your big chance, Tony. I mean, if you win this, you could be on your way to a ranking, right?
Yes.
I mean, you worked hard to get here. You want to make all that hard work pay off, right?
I suppose.
You want to show people out there what you can do. You want people out there to remember the night when Tony Banta came from nowhere and beat Dean Gentry and escalated himself into the ranks of the boxing immortals, right?
Be nice.
Then you got to think positive. You got to believe you're going to win. Are you going to win? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Louder, I can't hear you.
Maybe.
Maybe? After all that, I think I can go out and beat the guy myself.
Come in.
Hi. Tony, I just want you to know that even though I don't like boxing, I really do hope it goes as well as can be expected, and that it's not too terrible, and that you manage to do whatever you need to do to that poor man before he does it to you.
Well, thanks, Elaine. And if that was a pep talk, you did just as good as Alex.
No, I really like your apartment. It makes my place look like a hole in the wall.
Well, we just came here to wish you good luck. We'll see you out there.
Mwah. Good luck, okay? Boy.
Elegant without being pretentious. That's high tech.
Hey, come on. I'll show you the rest of the place.
Okay, dog.
See ya.
Thanks.
Come on, Tony. Tony! We gotta shock you out of this. We gotta get your adrenaline going. We just gotta get it going. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna slap your face.
What?
Well, I've seen that work. I mean, it stimulates you, it shocks you, it gets you out of the doldrums. It's a stupid idea. I don't wanna do it.
Maybe it's a good idea, Ralph. It's worth the shot. What was that? If you're gonna slap me, slap me.
Okay. How's that? That work?
No, and I think I got a loose filling now over here.
Hey, Tony!
Louie, what are you doing here?
I just came to check and see how Banta's feeling.
Would you get out of here? You just came to check to see if your bet was still good.
Well, I admit I did bet against Banta, but that doesn't mean I don't care about him. Look, Tony. I don't know exactly what it is you're going through, but I know that it's eating you up inside. Is there anything that I or anybody else can do to lift you out of this depression before the fight?
No, Louie.
Well, I guess I'm going to go double my bet. Is there a phone in here?
Louie, will you get out of here? Will you just get out of here, please?
You got it done?
No, get out! Tony, come on, you've always been able to confide in me and trust in me. Please, open up. Come on.
Alex, it's too personal.
Hey, Tony, looking good.
Hey, Leo, what do you say? Hey, Alex, this is Leo Goodman. He's my new manager. This is Alex Regan. He's going to work in our corner, Leo.
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you in the corner. It's going to be a hell of a fight today.
Can I talk to you for a moment?
What about? I hope it's about sports. I know all about boxing.
No, it's not him. He's very depressed.
Tony depressed? No, he looks pensive. That's what I like. A pensive fighter. Shows he's thinking.
Listen, look, there's a problem he's got that's really eating him up, and I know that if I can find out what it is, I can really help him.
No, you know, I think that you are overly concerned. You see, judging by the looks of him, it can only be one of two things. Either he's got a girl pregnant, or he's got piles. If he's got piles, he would have told me. Who's the girl, Vicky?
Yeah, Lisa.
Oh, and I'm glad we got that out in the open. Feel better now? Come on, let's get out there and really get going.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Dad.
You want to go through with this fight tonight?
What kind of a question is that? All right, so he got a girl pregnant. So what?
No.
I mean, it's not as bad as having his car repossessed.
Wait a minute, that's a callous attitude, don't you think?
Well, I know, but he's like a son to me.
I mean, comparing it to having his car repossessed.
Well, it's a lousy comparison. I'm the first one to admit that.
So what did you say it for?
Well, because it just came off the top of my head. Here's the boy, he's going to have the most important fight of his life. What am I supposed to say? You want me to say with all the burdens you got on your shoulders, you'll be lucky to make it through the first round? I mean, what kind of a manager would I be if I said something like that in front of him? You didn't hear that, did you?
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, so what? Come on.
No, wait a minute. Tony, just tell me something. How is Vicky taking this?
Oh, she's taking it terrible, Alex. She won't marry me. She won't talk to me. She won't discuss it.
You too. You know, you can settle this walking to the ring. It's a 45-second walk.
Wait a minute now, 45 seconds? We need more time than that.
Well, you probably have more time than that, because I'm usually get lost.
Introducing in the black corner, weighing in at an even 165 pounds, fighting out of Boston, a former Golden Gloves boxing champion, 10th-ranked middleweight in the world, with 11 knockouts in his 15 straight wins, the pride of Massachusetts, undefeated Dean Big Bang Gentry. And over here, Tony Banta.
Sister, all my fighters have short introductions.
Why?
Because I have to write them.
Referee now begin instructions, Gene Lavelle.
Let's have a clean fight. You better be knocked down, get in the neutral corner. I want you to shake hands, and good luck to both of you.
I don't care about this fight. I can't get Vicky out of my mind. I don't care if I win or lose.
What do you mean you don't care if you win or lose? You better care if you win or lose. There's nothing you can do about Vicky right now. The only thing you can do is concentrate on boxing. This fight, that's all. This is the most important fight of your life.
You know, I don't think I could have said it as good myself, and I'd like to add one thing to it. After 53 years in the fight game, I'm retiring after the fight tonight as manager. And I would like to go out with a winner. Tony, it's up to you.
But Leo, I may not win.
Oh, well, I'm just blowing air. Listen, I'll be managing when I'm 100.
Listen, Leo, I've known Tony a long time, and despite whatever he says, when he feels that first punch, he's going to snap out of it.
Three, four, nine. Now, see what you mean. He looks better already. Walking into his left hand out there.
It's the fourth round, Allison. She's not even here yet.
Well, you said she wasn't returning your phone calls.
Yeah, but at least I thought you'd come to my fight. After all, I am the father of her child.
Tony, stop torturing yourself.
I can't, Allison. I can't help it. I keep wondering, will I ever get married? Will I ever see my kid?
Tony, look, she's not coming to the fight. You just put it out of your mind.
Hey, are we still talking about Vicky?
Yeah!
Well, she called. Didn't I tell you? She wanted you to get a ticket for her for the fight tonight.
Leo, you know I want to talk to her. How come you didn't tell me?
Well, I forgot.
How could you forget? This was important. How do you forget something like that?
I was busy. I was writing your introduction.
Hey, Leo, you know what's wrong? You're a crummy manager. That's what's wrong with you.
Hey, he's angry. He's angry because I didn't deliver Vicky's message. Hey, watch this. Tony! Vicky called me 100 times and I forgot to tell you!
Go, Tony! Tony, great fight.
Great fight.
Vicky, man,
beaten in points.
You should have knocked him out when you had him on the ropes in the eighth.
Vicky, how long you been here?
Since the start of the fight.
Well, how come you didn't sit ringside?
Because it's hard watching the guy you love being force-fed his own nose.
What was that word you used?
Nose. That's the thing in the middle of your face he was trying to push to the back of your head.
No, not nose. You said no. If you love me, why won't you marry me?
Because you didn't ask me to marry you. You told me we had to. If you had asked me, I might have said yes.
All right, I'm asking. Will you marry me?
That's supposed to be a proposal?
In most countries, it is.
No, usually the guy tells the girl he loves her.
Okay, fine. I love you. You satisfied?
Yeah. All I wanted was a little tenderness.
All right, will you marry me, yes or no?
Would you ask me to marry you if I wasn't pregnant?
Yes.
Would you ask me to marry you if you hadn't been hit in the head for 10 rounds?
Ooh, what's that supposed to mean?
You know what that means.
Yeah, you have a chance to quickly to marry you and make it nice.
Oh, you already did.
Well, ask her again.
Nice. Would you marry me?
I have to think about
it. Well, I think you can't stop me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a split decision.
Oh, come on, Vicky, marry me.
Judge Harold Lederman at ringside scores a 97 to 95 in favor of Dean Gentry.
Come on, Vicky, please.
Judge Eric Bilson also at ringside sees it 95 to 93 in favor of Tony Banta. The deciding ballot cast by your referee, Gene Lanau, he scores at 94 to 92 in favor of the winner.
Okay, I'll marry you.
Dean Gentry!
He did. Tony's a good loser.
Good, he's great. Good night, fellas.
All right, Leo, take it easy. Yeah, thanks a lot, Lee.
Good night, Leo.
Alex, you think Vicky meant it when she said she loves me?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
You think I meant it when I said I love her?
Well, I thought so at the time, yeah.
Yeah, so did I. No, I mean, hey, what difference does it make? I mean, I gotta marry her. It's the honorable thing to do. I mean, who knows? Maybe I do love her. Hey, Alex, how do you know? How do you know when the woman comes along that you want to love for the rest of your life?
Well, that's a question for a wiser man than I.
You're right. I'll go see if I can catch up to Leo.